sich also sagen nicht bei Rechnen schlagen, wenn wir sagen, so gut und darf, zahle ich Gimmel. Wir haben dann immer, wie wir dann immer Schmuel said, der Chil wird so an der hemmste Stomach and the base of Kaisi Stomach are also and one is Chayiv Kars for eating them. This is what's meant when the Torah says, Chilif Sha'al HaKerev, the Chilif on the innards. Wir haben dann immer, wie wir dann immer Schmuel said, the fats that are on the Kliboste bone, which is from where the tailbone comes out, is also one who eats his chayiv karas. This is included in the chilev shalak kasolim referred to in the Torah. Rabbi Nachman Rav Huna Shmuel said the blood vessels in the shoulder of the animal are also. Safra said, does the Torah prohibit eating meat, which is what these vessels are? So why would it be also? Rava said, does the Torah allow eating blood? And these are full of blood. If you cut it and salt it, it may certainly even be cooked and eaten. Rav Huna Shmuel said the first amma of the beginning of the intestine, as it leaves the stomach, must be scraped to remove the fats. This is the fat that the Torah calls chilev shalak dak. Rehuda said the threads, which are the nerves, that are in the hip are osir. There are five such threads. There are three on the right side, two on the left. The three on the right side branch off into two each. The two on the left side branch off into three each. This is important to know because if a person pulls these out while they're still warm after Shechita, they'll come out fully. If he waits, he has to dig after them and make sure he gets all these branches out. Abaya or Rehuda said there are five types of osir threads. Three of them are osir because they pass through chalev. Two are osir because they pass through because of their blood. The threads at the spleen and the flanks between the rib and the hip and the kidneys are also because of the chalev. The threads at the front leg and the jaw are also because of the blood. The difference is that the ones that are also for blood can be cut and salted and become mutter. The ones that are also because of chalev are always also. Rav Kahana or Rabbi Huda said there are five types of also membranes. Three of them are also because they are attached to chalev. Two are also because of their blood. The membranes of the spleen, the flanks, and the kidneys are also because of the chalev. The membranes of the beitzim and of the brain are also because of the blood. Rabbi Huda Bar Yishaya was peeling off the membrane of the spleen for Levi, the son of Rabbi Huda Bar. He only peeled off the top section of the membrane. Levi told him, peel off the bottom section as well. Levi's father came and told him, your maternal grandfather, who was Rabbi Yomi Ba'aba, said that the Torah only said the membrane near the vessels, near where the ventils enter the spleen are osir, and therefore would not be necessary to remove the bottom section. Levi, yes, Rav Nuna has said that a brisa says that the membrane on the spleen is osir, but one would not be chayiv karas for it. Now, if that only refers to the upper section, why would one not be chayiv karas for it as well? Rather, must refer to the rest of the membrane. We see that even the bottom section must be removed. Rav Huna Bar Chiya said, if a brisa says so, it must be correct. We have to follow it. Shekmar Rav Nuna said that a brisa says that the membrane on the spleen is osir, but one would not be chayiv karas for it, and the membrane on the kidney is osir, but one would not be chayiv karas for it. Another brisa says that one would be chayiv karas for eating these membranes. And it's more with regard to the spleen, the brisa are not contradicting because the first is discussing the bottom section, the second brisa is discussing the upper section. With regard to the membrane and the kidneys, we could also say, similarly say, first brisa is referring to the lower membrane, second brisa is referring to the upper membrane. So, with regard to the beitzim of an animal that are only slightly attached to the animal, Rami and Rasi argue. One says they're osir, one says they're mutter. The one who says they're osir holds that since they will never heal, they're considered to be Eiver Menachai. The one who holds that they're mutter holds that since, as long as they are within the body, they will not decay, they are not considered to be detached. The one who says that they are osir says that they don't decay only because they're not exposed to air. The one who says that they're mutter says the only reason that they don't heal is because they're in a weakened state. Rabbi Yochanan told Rosh Hashem Rabba, although such beitzim are mutter, you should not eat such beitzim because it's our custom not to eat them. Marba Rashi said the beitzim of a baby goat may be eaten without peeling the membrane until the goat is 30 days old. After that point, if they have produced zera, they have to be peeled. If not, they need not be peeled. The way to know is to look for red streaks, which are blood vessels, which would mean that they have already produced zera. With regard to pieces of raw meat, beitzim, and blood vessels of the neck, there's machlokes between Rav Acha and Ravina. In all areas of halacha, Ravina is always mekel, Rav Acha is always machmer, and we pass like Ravina, except for these three instances where Rav Acha is mekel, Ravina is machmer, and we pass like Rav Acha. With regard to a raw piece of meat that turned red from blood, if it's cut and salted, it may even be cooked in a pot. If it was not cut, but was cut, but was roasted on a spit, it's mutter because the blood drips out. If it was not cut, but was instead roasted on coals, machloek is Rav Acha and Ravina. One says the blood is drawn out, the meat is mutter. The other says that the meat shrivels and retains the blood, and therefore is also. The same machloek applies to beitzim and to the blood vessels of the neck. With regard to a head that's buried in hot ashes to remove its hair, if it's put on the ashes upright, the blood flows out the bottom, it's mutter. If it's put on its side, the blood congeals, it's also. If it's put on its nostrils, if he puts something to hold the nostrils open, it's mutter. If not, it's also. Others say, if it's put upright or on its nostrils, it's mutter. If it's put on its side, it's only mutter if something was put in to make a hole in the head to allow the blood out. So Rav Huda Nevi Shmuel said there are two gidin that run through the thigh. The inner one next to the bone is osir, one is chayiv makas for eating it, osir deraisa, and the outer one near the flesh is osir, but one is not chayiv makas for eating it. It's only osir derabanan. Fekmar Rav Raisa says that one gets makas for eating the inner one that's closer to the flesh. And from Rav Acha, the name of Rav Kahana said that's the inner one. The reason the Raisa says it's closer to the flesh is because it goes into the flesh at some point. Fregt Rabbi Yehuda says that one does not get malchus for eating the outer one closer to the bone. As Rabbi Yehuda said, it's called close to the bone because it's close to the bone at the point that the butcher flays the animal. So my right, if a butcher was found not to have removed all the chaylah, Rabbi Yehuda said he's punished even if he left over the size of a barley. Rabbi Yechon said he's only chayiv if he left over a kezayis. Rabbi Papa said they don't argue. Rabbi Yechon is referring to him giving him malchus. Rabbi Yehuda is referring to having him removed from his post. Mazucha said for the size of a barley, it must be all in one place. For the size of a kezayis, it can even be combined from a few places. Gemara Paskins, for leaving over a kezayis, he get malchus. For leaving over the size of a barley, he would be removed from his post. Okay, the Mishnah said, Eina tabochin ne'emonin v'chulu. So the Gemara of Chiv, Rabbi Neim, Rabbi Yechon said, they later said that butchers are believed regarding the removal of the Gidan Nosher. If Nachman asked, have the later generations gotten better? First they wouldn't trust, now later they would. And if the more initially they held that Garmeir, who said that all traces of sinews must be removed, which is a difficult job, and therefore they said the butchers can't be trusted. Later they retracted and held that Rabbi Yehuda, who said that they don't have to dig out the part below the surface, and therefore they said that the butchers are trusted to do that. Others say that this ruling was made on the part of the Mishnah that says that the Chum say butchers are trusted with regard to removal of the Gidan Nosher and removal of the Chelem. On that, Rechia Baba Neim Rabbi Yechanan said that they later reversed this view and said that they are not trusted. Rav Nachman said in today's times they are trusted. Gemara asks, generations got better? Gemara answers, initially they followed the view of Rabbi Yehuda. They then retracted and held like Rabbi Meir, but as long as butchers remembered that they used to hold like Rabbi Yehuda, they were not trusted to take out the Gidan Nosher in accordance with the view of Rabbi Meir. Much harder job. However, now that they don't even remember that we used to follow Rabbi Yehuda, and they are trusted to take out the Gidan Nosher properly, even according to the view of Rabbi Meir. Mishnah said, V'al ha-chelev. Who introduced the topic of a chelev that caused Rabbanan to say that they're trusted regarding a chelev as well? If the Gemara of Meir actually said that they are not trusted regarding the removal of the Gidan Nosher and regarding the removal of the chelev, the Rabbanan said that they are trusted regarding the removal of the Gidan Nosher and even regarding the removal of the chelev as well.